Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I am your host, Michael Long, and you're listening to a live episode here Monday night. And want to get the program set where we're at here before we put on as we start the program, a beautiful song. Never been played on Journey into the Light before, and it's so fitting for tonight's show here, and with medium Michelle Fletcher, one of the best mediums I have seen in my 9 years, and I say that with all honesty, sincerity, because I've seen the connections. I've seen them, evidential information, not general. Not even close, and it has so made me a believer in the mediumship work of being able to connect and talk to our loved ones who have crossed the other side. So on tonight's show, in case you haven't been listening for a while, whatever, Journey into the Light is a spiritual radio show that's been on the air, like I said, a little over 9 years. Over 4,000 shows. We're on daily from about 3 to 5 hours a day with different guests all around the world. And in fact, today we've been on the air about 3 hours prior to this, serving the people, helping people with free readings and medical intuitiveness and all of this. In our 9 o'clock hour, we shift the focus a little bit. We shift the focus to reaching out in our spiritual community. And what I'm talking about is our Love in Action, our homeless mission, about helping our brothers and sisters out there in the streets with no roof over their head at night, like the rest, most all of us that can hear my voice right now will have roof over their head and four walls around them tonight. Well, I know of hundreds, and I know there's thousands of homeless people out there that don't have that ability tonight. And we have helped, God bless, and thanks to God, one homeless person, Burroughs, actually is no longer homeless, as we have put him in an apartment / garage where he is for the first time in his life since the age of 14, and this man is about 70. And with the working of all of the Journey into the Light spiritual listeners has made this great possibility happen and has given food, it's given drink to those who thirst and are hungry. So making positive changes. They talk about focusing on positive things. This is positive, what we do. So what I'm saying is at the 9 o'clock show, we bring on and schedule awesome, awesome guests for you to get a reading or a healing. And like tonight, we're doing mediumship readings or a psychic question if you have, with medium Michelle Fletcher. And it's we dedicate the show with the dedication and the benefit to our homeless community, Love in Action. So if you would like a reading here in this one show tonight, right now with medium Michelle, please go to the GoFundMe link that's on the show page, or you can use the PayPal address there, and please donate $20, or if you can donate more, that is awesome. Why do we say $20? Because $20 will at least give the homeless people a roof over their head, a place to clean up at least one time, hopefully more than that a week, that we can reach them, and at least does that where the rest of us go home at night, they're left on the streets. And so that's why we say that. So you can go there now while we're starting. So we'll start taking calls and you'll be in line. And anybody who donates tonight won't be left behind. We will get you in to speak to Media Michelle Fletcher. That's a guarantee. And I'll find you in the screening room to connect you up with your donation. So the link is there right on the show page as far as the GoFundMe and the PayPal address. Now, on to the song I want to start and opening up the show with. Again, this I have to give all the credit to my son for picking this song, and it's called God's Will. And listen to the words. Listen to the words. And if you haven't heard it before, by Matina McBride, brought tears to my eyes seeing it again today, the video and the song. And we're going to start right after this song. Thank you.
Met God's will on a Halloween night. He was dressed as a bag of leaves. It hid the braces on his legs at first. His smile was as bright as the August sun when he looked at me. As he struggled down the driveway, it almost made me hurt. Will don't walk too good. Will don't talk too good. He won't do the things that the other kids do in our neighborhood. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, lost and lurking all my life. I've been I've been reading, writing, praying, fighting. I guess I would be still. Yeah, that was until I knew God's will. Will's mom had to work two jobs. We'd watch him when she had to work late. And we'd all laugh like I hadn't laughed since I don't know when. Hey Jude was his favorite song. At dinner he'd ask to pray. And then he'd pray for everybody in the world but him. Bag of leaves.
That is such a touching song. You know, a lot of times, you know, we all have thousands of questions of why. You know, I've known some relatives who, in their very elderly years, have Alzheimer's, and it lasts for years and years, and you wonder why. You know, I've had family members say, "What good does it serve?" But ultimately, it's God's will, and we just don't know all the answers here. But if we truly believe in the ultimate belief that God loves us so much, which I truly believe more than we can even imagine love here, then we know there is not just one reason of God's will, but hundreds, thousands of reasons things happen. And you know, and last thing I'll say on that is I think of this song and I think of our homeless project, and I think, you know, there's thousands of reasons why there's homeless people. And even in the countries that take care of their people, that I talk to people there, and there's still some homeless, but nothing like our country, who neglect our people, the richest country in the world, which is a shame. But I do believe that, you know, it's a test on us of will we help without judging. It's kind of like the Bible stories of, you know, the person on the side of the road needing help, and the Good Samaritan, and the person on the side of the road was an angel. And I truly believe, and I have met enough homeless people to make me believe that there's a good amount of homeless people who are really angels, really to test us. And I've been given straight out messages from homeless people telling me, you know, one of them was, "Brother, don't worry. It's all in his hands upstairs." And I didn't even ask anything of this person, and just came out with the message to me with a big smile on his face. And you know, when I think back of that story, truthfully, when I looked around after I took a quick turn and looked around for this person that I just helped, do you know that person was gone? Was gone in an instant. So I know it's one reason that I know this is my mission, is because I know, like Daniel Brinkley says so beautifully on his near-death experiences, we all will have a life review, and we will all see the things we did and the things that we could have done and we didn't do. And Daniel has a beautiful saying, and he told me this since 9 years ago. And he said, "Michael, if God couldn't come today and sent you instead, what will you have to report you did today to make the world a better place?" And that has always stayed with me. And so that's why I keep doing what I'm doing and keep working and keep helping. So the links are there. I digress a little bit. I get deep in thought. And let's get on with the show. Media Michelle Fletcher is here. She's here to take your calls, and the links are on the show page to make a donation to the Homeless Mission. The GoFundMe link is there, or the PayPal email address where you can just send funds, $20, or if you can do more, that's beautiful. We appreciate it. I will find you in the screening room. I'll come to you. So everybody who donates, you will get in tonight, okay? All right, let's go ahead and find our guest here on the boards. And if you are calling in, you want to speak to Michelle and you've donated, make sure you press the 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone. I'll find you anyway, but that makes it a lot easier. Okay, Media Michelle Fletcher, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael. How are you tonight?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. That was a beautiful song. Really beautiful song. I haven't heard you play that one before.
No, it's the first time. First time premiere song.
Yeah.
Of course.
It really helps me because I try to relax and meditate a little bit right before the show. So my readings are better than normal. So I'm clear.
Yeah, you know, I knew that because I was thinking of asking you a quick question. I thought, no, I just knew that what you were doing it would totally break it. And you, with that song, and
you knew.
So, but,
always tuned in. I love my soul family because we just know each other all so well. And
yeah,
you are we are in each other's soul family.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So, but, you know, you deal with so many people, you know, and you hear a lot of sad, I'm sure, right, tragic stories of loss.
Oh, my gosh, Michael. I've heard when I first started doing this work, I was doing readings out of my home office, and the first ones that just really broke my heart was a mother who ended her own life and then left her remains there for the family to stumble upon. And I had the whole family in my home office, and they received beautiful messages, but you know, it doesn't bring your loved one back here on the earth. But I always had such a hard time in the beginning of this work. And as soon as they all left, the whole family, I just broke down. I can't fathom. I just can't believe that some of the tragedy that people endure is just horrific. And I don't know what it is about me, but I was just born with a lot of compassion, you know, for people who, you know, their loved ones are ripped out of their family, out of their homes, out of their lives. And, you know, split seconds. They're just here 1 minute and gone the next. And that's tough.
Yeah.
I have a huge heart. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why I care so much, but I really do.
Yeah. And I know all about that, you know. I mean, family here 1 minute and then gone, and mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be lingering in the hospital and you got all this time to say goodbye like people think. That's a myth. That's like on TV or something.
Yeah.
Because I lived real life and, you know, woke up, as you know, my story, woke up one morning.
Yeah.
My dad is dead at age 13. And then at age 16, as if it couldn't get worse, going on vacation, and we just had almost reached my brother's place from driving from Nebraska to Colorado. Dog goes in the middle of the street, and my mom gets scared, has a heart attack, dies right there in the car at age 16. So, yeah, I mean, family just ripped out, just gone.
Yeah,
so,
just gone.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, go ahead, Michelle.
Well, I was just going to say that if I can offer anything that would help someone in their grief, even one little message that puts a smile on their face or, you know, gives evidence to that person that their loved ones are still here and very much involved in their lives on a daily basis, then I've done my job well done. And that's what it's all about, you know. But I do come across some of the most horrific things that happen, you know, in humanity.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, and because you know, I've heard some of them on the show, but we don't just, you know, totally, it's not all mediumship. It's not all loss. It's a lot of other issues. So you deal with that a lot more than I do. So I just, my hat's off to you to be able to, you know, pick up from there and, you know, enjoy your life.
Yeah. Yeah. And people would think that I'm like this warrior and that my own personal loss in my personal life doesn't affect me because I have, you know, an access to loved ones on the other side at any given moment. But let me tell you, I am the worst. I am the biggest baby when it comes to my own family members passing away. And it's hard, you know, it for me as anybody else. I don't like it. I don't like that about the planet in which we live.
And I think one of the things I know I tell my kids is, you know, and my listeners are kind of my kids, but I say always, you know, always make amends if at all possible, because even the argument, even the most strongest argument you think you have, if you're looking at your loved one, you know, once they have passed, you look at them in the casket, those arguments almost always seem, you know, totally insignificant. And, and you wish you just hadn't, you know, you wish you would have made up and you don't want to carry that around for years. You just,
you don't want to carry that grief. And I deal with a lot of that as well. So many times I hear, you know, we got into a little argument. It was nothing, and I never saw him again. And so then stuff like that gets cleaned up right away in sessions with me. If there's anything left unsaid or closure that needs to happen, it does.
Right. Definitely. Okay. Well, we got a lot of people called in, a lot of people donating and supporting the mission. We thank everybody for that. And if you have just joined us, just a quick recap, Media Michelle Fletcher is our guest, and we're going to be going to calls now. Again, this is the one show out of the whole day. We'll only do like four shows out of the whole week where we dedicate it to our homeless mission. So the readings, if you would like a reading, please donate $20, or if you could donate more to the homeless mission, then we'll bring you on. And the links are on the show page as far as the GoFundMe link, or if you would just want to use PayPal, and the PayPal email address is there as well. Okay, let's go to our first caller. Sure. Yes, I forgot. Yes.
So
I'm sorry.
I just want to. That's okay. I do donate a pretty hefty portion if you do book a private session with me. I do donate that, to a big portion of it, to the mission, one. And then two, if you want to call in and get a reading, you get a great reading, and plus you're helping people who don't have homes, who don't have a roof over their heads. They don't have food, shelter. So, you know, it's a win-win for everybody. And then I just wanted to say a couple things, that when I do take your call, have a question ready. If you just want to connect with a loved one on the other side, tell me that, and then I will see who's there. I don't want to be given any information. And how it works is that I see through my mind's eye. So if I give you a piece of information and that makes sense to you, everybody wants to know how it's making sense. So let us know, as the listeners, how what I just said makes sense. If what I say doesn't make sense, I'm going to ask you to hold it or write it down. So many times, 50, 60, 70% of the time during a reading, information will come through that doesn't make sense in the moment. That's either memory, you're not remembering how, or connecting the dots. Or it's something that is yet to pass, yet to come. So that's really it. If I don't connect, so if something isn't resonating two or three times, I'm going to assume that I'm not making a connection and we'll have to go to the next caller. So that doesn't normally happen, but it could happen. And that's it.
Okay, very good. I always forget to give that moment there before we go in so you can make your announcements, and appreciate that. And okay, let's go to our calls. And again, if you have donated, you want to speak to Michelle, we just dropped her. Okay, she's going to call back in. So, yeah, if you okay. So if you want to speak to Michelle and you have donated, press the 1 on your phone. If you are just listening, make sure you depress the 1 on your phone. Like, there you go. Okay. So, all right. Welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you.
And let's go to our first caller. And we're going to go to Jeanette in Illinois. Welcome to the show. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you this evening?
Oh, okay. How are you?
I'm great.
That's
good.
How
can I help you?
I'd just like to know if my people that have passed, if they're still around me or how they're, you know.
Okay. Well, Jeanette, I mean, the first thing that I'm being shown is that there's some loneliness with you, and I don't know who's telling me this. I'm just looking in through spirit world, and I feel like there's a lot of people in your life, but they're kept at a distance. I don't know what the distance is. I have a female here waving at me. She's coming in on your dad's side. I want to say dad's mom, your dad's mother, is she passed, and did you know her?
She's passed. I didn't know her.
Okay. Well, she was the first one that comes through. She's just waving at me. I have a very – I don't know why she would bring through a – looks like the size of a Great Dane, a dog, very, very large, black. Do you know whose dog this is? Do you have any friends that had a dog that passed? I just need to know whose dog this is.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, if we have any listeners that, let me just take a minute to talk to the listeners. If there's anybody who's listening that has a Great Dane, he's black, he's huge, and he's beautiful, that recently passed, please message me on Facebook, because this is not for you, Jeanette.
Okay.
But it's coming in crystal clear. So, okay. So I understand feelings of loneliness and sadness, but their spirit world is telling me that they're moving you out of that. And I'm seeing this bright sun fall upon you, and then I see a smile on your face. So I feel like whatever's going on in your life, that's going to pass. As far as loved ones on the other side, I'm not seeing. I just see your dad's mother. But let me just give it a minute. Do you understand the name Joe or Joseph, J-sounding name?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
That would be my cousin's husband.
Is he passed?
Yes.
Okay, so know that he's here. Okay, well, it's my birthday coming up, but they're talking about a celebration or a birthday coming up in your life.
I'd say my mom's birthday is tomorrow. Mine's the end of the month.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, okay, great. And it's my birthday, too, tomorrow, so
happy birthday
to us all. And that's why I saw about 100 balloons. They just showed me 100 balloons, so that's acknowledging. So does that mean your mother is also on the other side?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. She's telling me to mention the color violet, like purple. I think either that was her favorite.
Oh yeah.
Flower. Okay. Oh, she's very sweet. She is very gentle with me. Do you understand that about your mother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Soft, very soft. Just gentle and soft and a and real sweetheart. She also gives me the date of September. Whose birthday is in September?
My dad's.
Okay. So, and I'm assuming he's also on the other side.
Yes, yes.
They're all here. They're all here. You have three that's showing up now, dad, mom, and your dad's mom. Now, I keep seeing this Great Dane, this dog. I have to make the connection. I don't think it's for a listener. I think it's for you. So keep that in the back of your head and just remember, try and think of why they'd be showing me this dog.
I'm trying to, but...
Okay, and you have a brother?
Yes.
That's living, correct?
I had a couple brothers.
Okay. So that would be your family on the other side acknowledging him and saying hello to him?
Okay.
What is this? I like your family. They're joking with me, and they're talking about having some kind of royalty in your family bloodline. I don't know if you were looking at your history, hereditary, genealogy. Do you know what that's about?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Well, it might be worth investigating. I'm also being taken to England, something in England. They're showing me castles, and I'm just remote viewing now, and in England.
I was just in England for a few weeks.
That's it. So know that your family, you're getting a really great reading, by the way, Jeanette. And that is their way of saying that they were with you on that trip. Okay. Now, there's somebody in the family. Are you married?
No.
Okay. So there's someone in the family that is... needs to pay attention more to their diet. I don't know if this is one of your brothers. He's heavily overweight, and they're concerned about that. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Who would that be? Jeanette?
I'm sorry.
Who would that be?
They're probably referring to me.
Okay, well, they're concerned. You know, our loved ones on the other side are with us and guiding us, directing us, trying to help us on our life journey. I want to caution you about where your health is going if it continues down this road.
That's why I've been turning that around lately.
Good. And then I heard the name Jimmy. Do you know who that is?
Jenny?
Yeah. No, Jim. It's either Jenny or Jimmy.
My parents called me Jenny.
Okay. I'm going to go with that. They're telling me that you are stuck and you feel like your life is in a rut. Do you understand that statement?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, they're putting a fire under your butt, and I hope you don't mind that I'm talking to you like that. It's actually not me talking. It's your loved ones.
Yeah.
They're putting firecrackers, bonfires. So listen to that call. Listen to that urge to move out of the you're just stuck. And you're being guided, so follow that intuition and follow the guidance.
Okay.
So I think that's all I have for you, but that was
quite a bit.
That was a mouthful, and that was pretty good reading. Your voice is familiar to me. Have I read for you before?
No, I've never called before.
Oh, okay. You see, you're very familiar to me.
So.
Your first reading ever?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
I'm pretty amazed.
Yeah, I was.
I'm pretty amazed.
That was a great reading. And if you shouldn't have any doubt that you're heavily supported and guided. Yeah, especially your dad just dotes over you and loves you to pieces. Loves you to pieces. Yeah. I see more of him than your mom.
He's been gone a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
he's Daddy's girl.
Yes, you were, and you still are. He's also just as kind and sweet as your mom. Really, they're a beautiful couple.
Yeah, they were.
They are.
Yeah,
but
they are.
But I know that we need to probably take some other callers, so I hope that was helpful, and I hope that uplifted you.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Jeanette.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call. That's beautiful. Our first reading ever. So that's what I love about the readings, the help, and just the connection that, like, you're, you know, reaching out, and that's, you know, to your loved ones, and what you said about, you know, they are a beautiful couple. And you said they still are, because we still stay together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have our soul groups, and we stay together for a long, long time. And so we are still together on the other side, just the same.
Right. Right. We never die. It's just our bodies give out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we go back home. Another way of looking at it. Okay. Let's go to our next caller, and let's go to Fernanda. Is up next. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Fernando. Fernanda.
Fernanda. Yes. Hi.
That's a very pretty name. How can I
Thank
help
you.
You tonight?
I just wanted to see if you can make any connections to any of my loved ones.
You have some loved ones on the other side. Okay. Just give me a second here.
And as far as the large dog, I had a large dog. Not black, it was not a great thing, but it was a Saint Bernard, black and white.
Oh. Interesting. I don't know. This was specifically a Great Dane that was a black Great Dane. But I want to share with you a vision that I just got, and I have to really put myself out there because, again, I just have no idea what this means. But I'm seeing like a farm scenery, and this gate opens up, and about 100 sheep run out this gate.
Okay.
Does that connect with any of your loved ones? Because if they did that, or if they had that, then you would know it, and that's how they're coming through.
Not that I can think of.
So, I really do need to establish what that vision is. Interesting. Sheep herder. Someone just told me they were a sheep herder.
Maybe my grandfather.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I'm going back in time. Were you close with your grandfather?
I was close with all both sides of my grandparents, but specifically one grandfather, yes. I was a little
okay,
girl.
Is that grandfather your dad's dad? The one
yes, it
her?
Is. Yep.
Okay, that's...
No, that's the one that was close to. I don't remember
okay.
him being a sheep herder, but I was. That's the one that was very close to, yes.
Okay. You've got quite a crew, because I have your grandfather, and he's just saying, I have this person here and this person here, and there's like five or six of them showing up here. Now, there's a little girl. Do you have a daughter?
No.
Okay.
We have two sons.
Okay, I feel like this is symbolic to you. You know, looking in through a mirror or looking through a pond, and I see a reflection of a little girl. I want to know, have you been doing inner child work or working on yourself? This is symbology for you in your life.
I'm trying to work on myself.
Yes, and I'm hearing the names Tiffany and Christina. Do you know who those names belong to?
No.
Neither one?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, let's get back to the inner work. That is really amazing, and fully supporting, Spirit World is fully supporting you doing this inner work. Now, is there what's the connection to a judge or trial or jury?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm currently separated from my husband when we go into court.
Okay. So you see how it's like a puzzle and it's kind of all just tying in together?
Yep.
So keep doing the inner work, because that's going to strengthen you in the face of a divorce. And
I don't want this divorce. I really want a reconciliation, but.
Well, I am very much in support of couples uniting and working through their differences. So, your husband seems very adamant about something. He's being very right about something. Do you understand this? He seems very justified. Do you understand?
He's set on his mind, even though he's currently in a very toxic relationship and he just had a heart attack last week and everything.
Okay.
But he's just set in his mind right now.
Okay. So, and the stress is really weighing on you, because I can feel it in my neck and my shoulders.
Mhm. Mhm.
And also sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm being drawn over to your mother's side. Is your mom passed?
No. My grandmother and mom.
Oh, okay. That's fine. So she's wearing all black, and she's short and stout and a little heavier set.
Mm-hmm.
The description?
Mm-hmm.
That's her.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So she's telling me she's holding your hand through this whole process. Okay.
Uh-huh.
She says she's definitely like a coach and a huge supporter in your life. And she's giving me the name that starts with N, as in Nancy, N.
They call me Nanda for short, for Fernanda.
Okay, that's it. That's it. She's giving me the year 89. If you don't know what that is, write it down.
Okay, I do.
1989.
Yep.
Or actually...
My son was born in 89.
Okay, there we go. So she must have passed before your son was born? Is that?
Yes.
Okay, so she's saying she knows about her grandson. Okay, her great-grandson. So, and that's important for you. She wants to make that very, very clear.
Okay.
So,
do you have any advice as far as my husband's concerned?
Yeah.
He's holding my hand.
It's out of your hands, yes. It is out of your hands. I do feel the divorce will go through. but and she's just saying it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, she's that's what she's saying to me. Does she speak a different language?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she has somewhat of an accent, and she's talking to me in another language. It's just more evidence so you know that it's her.
Yeah.
And she's acknowledging all of your tears.
I'm crying. Please speak.
Telling me it's time to move on. That's what she's telling me. She just told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hang on to this relationship for years and years. And like the previous caller, there seems to be sort of trapped or stuck in this situation. And they're literally guiding you out of it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You
it was amazing.
The best of luck. And just because I didn't see your dog doesn't mean he's not here either.
Oh, I know he's with me. Believe it or not, I know he's with me because my doorbell rings every so often. And then I see his name, the doorbell rings again. So I know he's definitely here with me. I have no questions. I just thought it was funny because when you said a large dog, and I'm like, oh, my God, Simba. You know, he was black and white.
I'm not, and definitely here. I can sense him. So I think you dream about him at times. That's what they just showed me. But anyways, good luck with your situation, and
thank
I hope
you.
That the reading was helpful to you.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much. Amazing.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Beautiful. Another great reading. And I just want to say here, give Michelle a chance to drink a little glass of water or whatever before we go to our next caller here. Again, if you want to book a private reading with Michelle, her contact information is on the show page as far as the Facebook link. Just click on that. It'll take you on over there. And then you can send her a message. And if you're booking a reading, make sure you tell her that you heard her on Journey into the Light, because she does give a large portion, a donation to the homeless mission you heard her on the show. So the link is there, and she does do private sessions, and we'll set that up with you.
Mike,
we're going to, yes.
I was literally drinking my water when you said, let's have. Give Michelle a little break to drink.
See how like, tuned when we
you?
Are.
What is with you tonight? I love it.
Either we're really tuned in or I've known you all these 9 years. Probably a little bit of both. but we're actually states away. We've always been states away, and we've actually never physically met, so there you go.
Well, I think we will eventually.
Yeah, of course we already did in another lifetime during the King Henry days. Of course, as you told me, I was selling perfume. I wasn't in. I don't know if I was even in the court. I guess that would get me in the court, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you were in court. You were.
Oh, great. Well, that was, I guess, better than what you were during that time. So.
Oh yeah.
A lot harder path, life path.
Yeah, I still have neck pain because of that life.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Okay, let's go to. Our next caller here, and we're going to go to New York, and Mary Bell, you're up next. Thank you for your support.
Problem. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Mary Bell. How are you this evening?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted some help with a bit of a problem that I've been having.
Okay.
I've recently been accepted into, like, a graduate program, and it's about a half an hour drive from my house. And to be able to transport to and from the school, I signed up for driving lessons and had everything set up. So I had the license and the car before I had to attend the school in August. I would need this car not only to travel to the school and back home, but also from the school to the partner facilities as part of the program, because we have to do some work with some professionals as well. So the driving school I signed up for messed up my enrollment, and now I have a driving test that is 3 weeks after I begin school. So the transportation is going to be really hectic as it is right now. And I'm trying to problem solve, but I don't know what to do at this point. So I wanted to see if Spirit had some advice on how to proceed.
Well, I think you're doing everything right. And I'm being told that you need to just keep going with it. And that it's a time to sit back and trust and have faith, but also to be in action. So you want to keep doing all the things that you're doing. I just think that people will understand. It's creating drama and confusion, but that will, you know, you just have to get through it. So, and I do see it all working out. I just think you could call some people and forewarn them the situation that you're in. But I think most importantly is, how did this get attracted to you? How did this get created? That's really the area you kind of want to look at. What is it about graduate school that you have fear about? And you don't have to answer that now. It's just something to look at.
It's not necessarily a fear of graduate school. It's just that this graduate school, like, the program requires very time-consuming and very, you know, hectic in that sort of sense, and that everything has to be planned out and you need to manage your time very effectively. And this whole situation just with the car, of not having a mode of transportation from my house to the actual school, is, like, you know, kind of, how am I supposed to get to school in the first place? And how am I supposed to attend
lectures?
Well,
you're gonna get rides, and because I'm clearly seeing somebody offering, it's all gonna work out. But at the same time, Spirit's showing me that you have some doubts around this whole thing. So you're kind of looking at this as, am I on the right path? Why would this, you know, block or barrier be put into my life? And it has you questioning and doubting. So do you understand that, first of all?
Yeah, I tend to do that a lot with many of the things that come and block my way. I'm like, oh, is this a sign from Spirit, or is this just, like, my own mess up, I guess?
No, it's not. Don't doubt. You just have to get through it. It's just something that happened. And sometimes we do get signs like that, but not in this case.
Okay. I
feel like you're going to be meeting someone important during this whole process, which would be why it's all orchestrated, because you're going to meet new people that need to come into your life for whatever purpose. Yeah.
So it would be someone, I mean, maybe at the school who could help me out.
A guy. I see a guy lends a helping hand and offers help for you. Are you in a relationship?
No, not whatsoever.
No, I know, but I love how Spirit World orchestrates our meeting people. So just stay tuned, and I think you catch my drift.
Okay, I think I got your point, but I'm still stressed out.
Yeah, so try to just let that go. It's all orchestrated and designed for your greater purpose. And then, you know, do inquire about how this got attracted into your life. Because I have a feeling these things do happen periodically in your life.
All the time.
And
it has been going mad.
Yeah, it's being created. So sort of like a pattern, that continuously is being created. So, and you need to break up that pattern and stop creating these things. But at the same time, spirit will use this to your best advantage because it was created. So, and okay. I feel like there's something on the forms. Spirit just showed me the forms weren't filled out or correctly, or there was just something that wasn't quite right on the forms. And I'm not saying you did it. I'm not pointing the finger here. I'm just saying that's an area to look at because there is a missing link or there is something with those forms.
In regards to like making the whole situation
yep.
with having the license.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. And just, I'm not coming down on you, but we do create these things in our lives. And when we catch ourselves, guess what? We don't create them anymore.
Do you have like any insight as to what I can possibly do? Because I have been trying to, I guess, observe myself a bit more and just take note of what I'm doing, what led to, I guess, just distancing myself from the actual experience and just observing. And
It comes from anxiety.
Okay.
So you get in a state of anxiousness, and then that's where the mistake happens. So the area to watch out for is when you get anxious. What am I doing? You're sort of sleepwalking when you're anxious. And that's when it gets created.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So many of us do that.
Tough. It's tough because I'm trying to, well, I'm currently on the journey to just meditate a little bit more, be a little bit more cognizant, but anxiety, it's, I guess, an inherent trait and just trying to calm it down a bit. Like it's kind of attached to this question, but how do you tell intuition from fear?
Intuition, it comes from the stomach. It's like, have you ever heard of gut intuition?
Mm-hmm.
The fear is in the mind. The fear is all in the mind. It's all created fear. In your gut intuition, you'll feel it in your gut, in your stomach. But, and when, if you're a person, a head person, which I think you are, where you're in your head thinking, that will lead you astray. It's great to think, but it's not the end all be all, and it's not where you're going to get your guidance. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have a natural intuition about you. It's not hard to tune into that.
It's just, I guess, moving away from the anxiety and just calming down enough to be able to hear the intuition.
Well, when you feel the anxiety, don't look at that as a negative thing. It's actually alarm sounding. So when you feel the anxiety, just sit with yourself and see what's being created. It's actually a mechanism warning you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. I hope that was really helpful for you, and congratulations on graduate school. It's exciting.
Thank you. I know. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. And looks like we got two left here and a surprise caller after that to say hello. Let's bring in Lydia to the show. Welcome, Lydia. Thank you for your support.
Hi.
Hi, Lydia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good this evening. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. So I just wanted to see who would come through.
Okay. As soon as I connected with your voice, I went to breast cancer. Who do you know that passed with breast cancer?
There was someone in the family, but I didn't know her very well at all.
Okay. I'm being drawn to your mother's side, Is your mom deceased?
No, she's alive.
Okay. So just give me a minute here. It's here for Lydia. Lydia, I'm not making a connection. Maybe you can help me out. Who is it that you're wanting to connect with?
My dad has passed, and there's also an aunt that passed not long ago.
Is she on your mom's side?
She is.
The aunt? Okay, that's who I'm seeing. She comes in like a mom. Do you understand that?
Okay.
And I see pink all over the place. I there's someone who died of breast cancer, and that's all that I'm getting. Is there someone living currently that is struggling with breast cancer?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. I need to, this is going to make you laugh, but I have to make a connection somewhere here to ground me in this reading. Who loves pickles? Someone's just showing me gobbling up pickles.
I love pickles.
Okay. All right. Did you eat some recently or something? I mean, that's just what's being shown.
No, but you're making me want to.
Okay. Wow. You know, you have a very special life that you're living. You're on a very special journey. And I just want to encourage you, because at the end of the journey and at the end of the road, you're going to get what you need to get, which is discovery of your purpose and who you are. So that is your auntie telling me that. And then she's acknowledging small children. Do you know who these small children? I believe there's two.
Could be her granddaughters.
Okay. Are you in connection with them?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's just saying, give them a great big hug for me, from me.
Okay.
And also somebody pregnant in the family, someone who's going to have a baby. Do you understand that connection?
I don't. I haven't heard of it. I hope it's not me. I'm kidding.
Well,
I don't know who it is.
I mean, could it be you? Because I'm getting a pregnancy here.
No, it's definitely not
it's
me.
Not. Okay. Then no. I'm not making the pregnancy connection. And then I want to acknowledge a police officer with a dog. So it's like a German Shepherd police officer. Do you make this connection?
No.
Is there any law enforcement in your family?
Her son-in-law was a police officer.
That's it. And is he still living? So really your aunt just wants you to say hello to her family, your family.
Okay.
So that's really all the information I'm getting. Was there something specific that you wanted?
I had a dog pass away recently. I wasn't sure if...
Okay. Yeah, tell me your dog's name.
We named her Isis, but this was way before the terrorists, you know, started coming around. So,
yeah.
But her name was Isis.
Okay, was she a large dog?
She was, yes.
Yeah, because I just heard the heavy breathing. So she's here. I heard the running and the heavy breathing, and I knew this to be a pretty large dog. Okay, so yep, I'm connecting with her. She's, and a lot of this is going to be general information that, you know, would apply to any dog, but she's talking about loves the treats. So when you brought her back in from doing her business, you would treat her. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She, you would lay half of your body on top of her chest and tummy. Do you understand that? And rub and scrub and rub. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So she's, you know, that's why I was struggling, I think, with connecting you with other loved ones, because it was really her that wanted to come through.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody that she wasn't very fond of, a male. I don't know who that is. I'm just going to mention that.
Okay.
And do you understand her walking on her hind legs or putting her paws up on your shoulders as if to give a hug?
She didn't do that a lot, but...
But she did it. Yeah.
Yes.
So just stay with me here. She did do it, even though she didn't do it every day, but she did do it. Okay, so those were genuine hugs that she gave you. That's when she's really showing her love.
Okay.
Does she ever have puppies?
No.
Was it something that you thought of or wanted to?
No, we had to have her fixed. Because she was very sick.
Okay. Well, she wouldn't be mentioning this if there wasn't lingering guilt around that. So just look at that.
Okay.
And then do you understand the name? It sounds like H, like Heidi or Henry. Do you know who that would be?
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. She lived it until very old age. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's curled up and wrapped up in her doggy bed, and I see her to be very, very old. So I want you to know that whatever decisions were made, they were done in the best of her interest. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if this is coming from your puppy, but they're talking about your physical appearance and that you tend to be hard on your physical appearance and how you look and to stop being so critical of yourself. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Learn to self-love. Learn a lot of self-love. So I get pink all around her. Did she have cancer?
No, she had a heart attack.
Okay. I don't know what the pink is. She's showing me pink all around her. Do you have any idea?
Oh, no.
Okay.
We didn't treat her like, you know, we didn't put her in pink and stuff like that.
No. I don't think that. No, the pink is representing something else. Like, I really want to, I'm inclined to say that she was sick. That's what really wants to come out of my mouth right now. It wasn't just the heart attack. I feel like she was struggling with some sickness, illness, either cancer or something terminal.
Okay.
And the reason she would be telling us this is so that you can have some closure, because you know, you're like, well, what caused the heart attack? So there's still some lingering questions. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I don't really know that you understand. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Because I just need to know that I'm on the right track here. That was the cancer that I was seeing earlier, and that was, I believe she was the first one up and we missed it. Do you get that?
Yes.
Okay, so when you go back and you listen to this recording, it'll make more sense.
Okay.
Okay, now hold on 1 second. She loved to socialize. Do you understand that? I see her either in obedience school or around other dogs or doggy daycare or something, but she loved to socialize. Do you understand?
She socialized more with people. She was very
mm-hmm.
jealous of other animals, so I couldn't bring
okay.
her around other animals. But
she wishes that she would have tried harder.
Okay.
To be around other animals, too. I think that's the point of this message. And I'm going back 2 weeks. What happened 2 weeks ago?
I was on vacation.
Okay. So that, you know, she's saying she was with you on vacation, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Is she asleep at the foot of your bed?
She sleeps all over the bed.
I think your preference was at the foot of the bed, but because that's where she's showing me her position is, and that's where her spirit
mm-hmm.
lays with you every single night. Do you read in bed?
Mm-hmm. Not often, no. Sometimes.
Okay. Okay. Well, she's talking about being with you when you're reading in bed, so she's
okay.
still with you. She's still with you.
Okay. Good.
And find out who's having a baby in your family and let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We'll give Michelle a chance to drink some water. no, that was not psychically. And I'm going to say, what?
Did you say we have some other callers?
We got one more that has donated. Do you need
okay,
to take a music break or anything, or do you want to?
Well, actually, I have a commitment. I have
okay.
another commitment.
Okay.
So
we'll just ask.
She'll be up
go
first
ahead.
Next. She'll be up
yes.
first next Tuesday. Okay.
Yes, next week, next Tuesday, Michelle will
yeah.
be here. It's Michelle's normal time, so you'll be up first, and we do appreciate it. Unless the donator can use it for any other show, like tomorrow with Chuck Bergman, either way. But we'll definitely
oh,
honor
yeah.
that. And right,
okay.
right. So yes, definitely. I know we've gone over the hour and then some. We do appreciate it. And Michelle, what I was going to say and was going to do here at the end here was to play something for you because I know tomorrow is your birthday. So just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. So
happy birthday.
So hope you have a good one tomorrow. And
thank you.
And I don't know if birthday boy wants to come on and say happy birthday to you, Nick.
Hey, Michelle, hope you have a good birthday tomorrow.
Hey. Yeah, happy birthday to you too, fellow Gemini.
Thank you.
Did I ever tell you what the lesson is for Geminis?
I think partly, yes, about merging
right.
the light with the dark.
Yep, merging the opposites. Freeing oneself from duality. So you transcend duality and into oneness. It's a wonderful,
right.
wonderful lesson for us.
yes. Well, I appreciate it and hope you have a good day tomorrow.
Well, thank you for coming on the show and wishing me a happy birthday.
Uh-huh. All right. You have a good night.
Okay. Bye, Nick. Love you.
All right. Bye. Love you, too.
Love you, Dad. It's okay. He tells me that every night. But Grasm. All righty. I know you gotta go.
Thank
so
you so much.
Thanks
Michael.
For a great
Thank
show.
You for that.
No.
Thank
no,
you.
No problem. Thanks for coming on, a day early so you could come on during the week. Appreciate it. So We love having you on. So,
thank you so
much. Okay, well, enjoy your day tomorrow. So.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. And again, Michelle, normal time is Tuesdays, every Tuesday, and it's at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So she'll be on next Tuesday. And so there you go there. Tomorrow night at the 9 o'clock show, we have Chuck Bergman, the psychic cop, who is amazing, medium. You know, if you're looking for a medium, he is really amazing. And he'll be on with Marilyn Posick, who is an angel reader. So they come on together to take your call. Tomorrow's 9 o'clock show. Of course, we have a whole lot of great shows tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to be starting up at 3 p.m. Eastern time with our shaman lady. And then we'll be moving to the L.A. Talk Radio show with a couple of great guests on. And then we'll pick it up in the evening tomorrow, 6 o'clock Eastern time. So, in fact, Marilyn might actually be on twice tomorrow with her. Since we moved the schedule around a little bit, she may be on with her single show, take an hour off, and then come back with the duo show with Chuck. It's up to her. I'll find out, I guess, tomorrow. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Bonnie, for all your help, my friend. And thanks for everybody who donated, and all the listeners, callers, everybody associated to the shows. Thank you all, one and all. And I hope everybody has a great evening. And good night, everybody. Much love.